We'll go with Grant McCagg. Grant, you're up.
Hey, Joel.
Hi.
Nice comeback there at the end. What do you do in a situation like when Gustav, he's having such a great game, and then, I mean, there's an error like that, and it happens all the time. Do you even say anything to a guy when something like that happens? I
Nah,
mean,
just
he obviously
he
knows what he did
knows.
wrong, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen, since the beginning of the year, like I said in French, how many weird goal did we have? It's like I think we had all the weird goal we can have for a season. It happened two times already that we give the puck to the slot to another player. And we had the fortunate accident with Ilonen and a couple of like the second goal tonight. And it's like a lot of time things happen like that, but during a season, not in a week or so. So it's been a weird, if you would look at our goal against this week, there have been very weird goal. So, you just kind of park it, and as long as the guy work hard and there's no personal agenda there, it's just kind of miscue. He had a great game, Gus. So I was a player, I made a mistake too.
Yeah. Paling's been skating very well. I think he had a really good off season in that regard. Have you noticed that maybe he's even a little faster than he was last
Yeah,
year?
I liked his pace tonight. I agree. It was a good reset. I think we had a bit of a talk today. He was engaged. I thought his line did. I mixed the line after 10 minutes. I didn't like where we were heading. I switched Lucchini, brought some speed with Harvey Pinard. I thought they had a good, second part of the game. And Joe Blendisi jumping with Edelin and Wheeler. So I thought that line did good. I felt a lot of guys didn't have their A game tonight, but I thought collectively we got around and we got together. Jared Book.
Hi, Joel. With the schedule the way it is, four games against Belleville, four games against Manitoba, does it kind of, you say a lot that you're teaching guys, and you're not really a coach as much as you are a teacher. Does it help you take away one of the variables of facing different teams every couple days, and being able to teach the guys saying, listen, we're going to see this team again. We don't have to really prepare for them, but we can make adjustments as we
Yeah,
should be.
well, it's different because it's little adjustment here and there. Like I said, we made one today. Hey, listen, it's not the real life. We don't play against the same team four times in a row, but we're making the best we can, and the player are making the best they can. Obviously, it's get a little different, especially it's not a playoff, right? In playoff, you play the same team, but it's different. I think both teams competed hard all game. The guys realize they're lucky they have a chance. Like I said before, nothing is perfect right now, but every morning I get up and I see, the green light on my application. That means I can come to the rink and we're good to go as a team. That's the good news. We're shuffling the deck a lot to find chemistry is hard. We're focusing a lot more on us than we are on them. That being said, we still want to win and we still, so we do a few adjustment, but we're spending a lot of time working with our player on what we think they have to do to become an NHL player and help, because that's the bottom line with the AHL.
Thanks.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Patrick Williams.
Yeah, coach, a player like Caden Gooley, when he goes back, how does he bring the AHL with him and keep that standard up?
Guys like that, they bring every experience they have with them. Junior's different league. So he went to the World Junior. He's brought some experience. He brought it with us. Now he's come with us. He's going to bring some experience. You know how you build confidence? Experience. You know how you build knowledge, learning, experience. So everything that he's just, his lunchbox is getting full right now. He's putting all the food he needs in his lunchbox, and he's a sponge. As you can see, he was on the ice on a 6-on-5 at the end of the game, deservedly so. And he got exactly what we're trying to do. We explained it to him. This positioning was textbook. We wanted him to be out there. Now he's leaving because that's the reality. We kind of got lucky to have him a little bit to work with him. He's a good kid. He's going to have a bright future.
Thank you.
And the last question, we'll go with Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hey, Joel. After the last game, you spoke about Josh Brook and how he was in a difficult place. How did you find his game tonight?
Well, I thought he got better and better and better. The team got better and better and better, and I was happy that he got that last play there. It was a nice play by RV Pinard, good poise. That's got to feel good for him. That's the pro. Pro is hard. It's not easy. Like, I'm sitting guys out again tomorrow. You know, usually you have a game like that. You know, you want to get chemistry. I'm going to mix it all up tomorrow again and shuffle the deck. And this is unusual. And the guys are feeling it, to be honest. They've been great. They've been outstanding. And Brooksy was good, too, to understand the reality. But it's a different world, that's for sure. So we're working with the guys, and we're making sure we keep it light and up-tempo. And we'll go tomorrow, and after that, we have a major break. So we'll reset. We'll keep working with the guys and go forward from there.